What's it like to go on the road as a member of the Green Bay Packers and stun the San Francisco 49ers in a monster postseason game? What's it like to coach against your former mentor in a playoff game? And what's it like to finally get that monkey off your back in a postseason rivalry? Steve Mariucci has experienced Packers 49ers in the postseason from both sides, and he is on the show today to offer his unique insight into this playoff matchup. Let's go.
You are Locked On Packers, your daily Green Bay Packers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Packers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Peter Bukowski, and I cover the Packers for The Leap, a newsletter I would love for you to subscribe to. Follow me on Twitter, Peter_Bukowski. Follow the podcast on Twitter, Locked On Packers. Like us on Facebook, subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you find podcasts, you will find Locked On Packers, the number one Packers podcast on the internet. And the show for fans who know what happened, they want to know why and how. Thanks to everyone who makes Locked On Packers their first listen every day. We hope you like starting your day with us as much as we like starting our day with you. Today's episode brought to you by our friends at Prize Picks, the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Go to prizepicks.com/lockedonNFL and use the code LOCKEDONNFL, all lowercase, for a first deposit match up to $100. Steve Mariucci is on the show today, former Packers assistant coach, former 49ers and Lions head coach. I could have talked to him all day. We didn't do that. He tells some incredible stories about Brett Favre. His recall is unbelievable. He remembers play calls from 1995, from 1997. I don't understand it. What these coaches and players can do with stuff like that. It blows my mind. And so we'll get to that. Before we get there, quickly, Packers injury report, Jaire Alexander, questionable, really up in the air. It seems like they gave him today off. It's the day before the game. So like normal on a Saturday before a Sunday, you wouldn't have a practice. So maybe that's part of this. He was estimated on Tuesday as a limited participant. It's hard to do too much reading into it. But overall, this is a very healthy team. Christian Watson, no injury designation. That's huge for this Green Bay Packers offense because they're going to have to score a bunch of points if they want to win this game. So you have your best opportunity, all your healthy skill guys. Your offensive line is playing as good as it has been. Your running back is playing as good as he has in his career. If you've got Jaire Alexander, this is as good a chance as you're going to have to beat this 49ers team this season anyway. Next season could be a whole new thing. So I asked Coach Mariucci what he thinks the key to this game is. His answer might surprise you. Let's get into that conversation right now with Coach Steve Mariucci. Joining me now, the perfect person to help us get ready for Packers 49ers, a division round showdown between two teams that are really playing their best football right now. Coach for the Packers as an assistant, coach the 49ers as a head coach, and beat the Packers in the postseason. Had plenty of battles with Mike Holmgren back in the day. Steve Mariucci, NFL analyst over at NFL Network as well. And coach, it is excellent to be with you. I want to go back before we get to this game, because the Packers in 1995, you guys went to what I believe at the time was Candlestick Park, similar nine and a half point underdogs, and shocked the world. The next week, you got to go to Dallas. That didn't go as well. But do you remember anything about the message, the preparation? Hey, we're underdogs. What the attitude of that week was like?
Well, it was big because Mike Holmgren had come from the Niners, right? Mm. And so now we're playing against Steve Young and Jerry Rice and everybody. And we were a very young team then. And we went in there. Peter, the other thing that was really unusual about that game was I had just accepted the head coaching job at the University of California. Mm-hmm. And And I had to decide, do I finish the season with the Packers or do I just leave and start recruiting and hire a staff at Cal? And I chose to stay with the Packers. I grew up a Packer fan, right? Wait a minute. I grew up a Packer fan. You don't believe me. You don't believe me, Peter. Check this out. All right. See that? You know that little 9-year-old kid is? That's me. With my little league baseball hat on. That's Willie Wood, Urban Lee, Lionel Aldridge. And I was getting her autograph. Anyway, so I was a diehard Packer all the way through. So it was like unbelievable miracle that I was coaching there. So I didn't want to leave. And so we went into San Francisco as an underdog. And I remember we threw past 65 U corner fullback flat to the left. And he hit Chimera in the back of the end zone for a touchdown. First time we did it, because we usually did it right-handed. Brett was right-handed, right? And so it was quite a game. They were a good team, but then we won and had an advance. And then, of course, we went to Dallas and lost that championship game in 95. Yeah. And that's the last time Dallas has made it to the championship game. We've been talking about that for years, right? And here we go again. And Packers drop them last week and keep the drought going for Dallas. But I was in that game. We had the lead and we couldn't hang on. They were really good and we were really young. But then the next year, the Packers won it, right? So yep. That was a big game. Go back to Candlestick. You're right.
And so speaking of going back to Candlestick in a Packers 49ers matchup, you know all about that because then you became the 49ers coach and now you have Green Bay coming back. So there's a somewhat similar situation here with Kyle Shanahan, who used to coach Matt LaFleur, used to be on his staff. What is that experience like? You said Mike Holmgren gets to go back and do it with the 49ers, but then now you're the guy, you're the head coach who's going up against mm-hmm. his former guy, just like personally, professionally, productivity wise, like what is that like?
It's weird. Peter, it was weird because it was just, yeah, I was only the head coach at Cal for 1 year. And then I became the Niner coach. And so I knew all of the Packer coaches very well, not just Mike Holmgren, all of them. Yeah. And the players, right? I was very close with those players. So now I'm with the so-called enemy, right? The rival, 49ers. I'm on their sideline. And we end up playing in the NFC Championship game in El Nino. It was raining like crazy all week. And then, of course, they won. And they were the defending champions.
Yeah.
And then they went to the Super Bowl again. And it was kind of an emotional thing. It was you're not torn. You're not torn between who you love most. I mean, you always want to win the game for the team that you're coaching.
Right. Obviously.
But I had a great deal of respect for all of those guys. And I remember in the locker room, was it that game or the year after? I was in the head coach's locker room in Candlestick and Favre came in after the game. Actually, it was a game we won the next year when T.O. Yep. caught the
yep.
catch, right? Favre
the game Jerry Rice fumbled, right, coach?
Yeah, well, there was no instant replay then, so there was no fumble. So he walks into my locker room and I'm about to shower and I'm in my tidy whities. He goes, "Mooch, you're getting fat." And we still had that kind of relationship, even though I was coaching the other team. So I coached in this game, Niners Packers playoffs, four different times.
Yeah.
And got a 2-2 record. But some great memories, boy.
So I actually the 2001 game is particularly interesting to me here because first of all, I don't have to think about what happens with the Terrell Owens game, but 2001,
you went right past that game, didn't you? You went right by that game.
We'll zoom right by it.
From the championship game to 2001. You don't want to talk about the catch too?
No, the instant classic. It is one of the most incredible football plays I have ever seen live. Unbelievable play. I still don't know how he held on because he was getting walloped as he's making that play. And that's before he's Terrell Owens, right? That's when he's just like this young kid. So
he was right. I mean, when I first got there, Jerry Rice was the star, obviously.
Yeah.
And J.J. Stokes was the X receiver. Jerry was a Z. T.O. was just the third receiver. And then, of course, my first game in San Francisco, Jerry Rice blew his knee out. First game. Steve Young got a concussion. First game. I'm going, oh, my God. And so then T.O. started. You know, he became a starter then. And then the next year, we got Jerry Rice back. And so we had a ready-to-go T.O., and Jerry was coming back from that knee and had a good team, had a very good team. But, yeah, those were – and then the Niners were loaded too. I mean, that was in the day where both teams – it wasn't like a surprise. This year, I mean, a little different than this year. As you know, Peter, it's a little bit of a surprise that the Packers are this far along with this young football team.
We'll be back for more with Coach Mariucci here in just a second on Locked On Packers. Today's episode is brought to you by our friends at eBay Motors. Passion, drive, and patience. What brings home the winning trophy is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. From superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to turn your car into the MVP and bring home that win. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions do apply. eBay Guaranteed Fit only available to U.S. customers. Today's episode also brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. Come on, win or lose? That's not how this is supposed to work. If you lose, you're supposed to just lose. Nope, not if you're a first-time customer at FanDuel with the promo code Locked On. And right now, you got Packers 49ers. Packers, you got juicy money line odds. Plus 350. It's gone back up to 9.5 on the spread. There's opportunities there. You want to bet it on the money line? Plus 350. Plus 350 to win. You really think it's that long of a shot? The Packers win. I don't. So go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn and make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. And thanks to everyone who makes Locked On Packers their first listen every day. Locked On has launched the first ever national sports 24/7 streaming channel on YouTube. Locked On Sports Today, here for you 24/7, covering the top sports stories of the day with the local experts of Locked On, plus our national shows covering every league. Go to Locked On Sports Today on YouTube and subscribe to your first ever national sports 24/7 streaming channel. And it might end up being a little bit like 95, where, like, in retrospect, it's not a surprise, but at the time it was pretty surprising because I think this young team,
unexpected. I get it. Yeah, that's a good comparison. I've said on the air many times now that this is maybe the best coaching job that Matt LaFleur and his staff have done to date, because I know they won 13 games 3 years in a row and all that stuff, but it was a more veteran team with Aaron Rodgers. And to do it with all these young, not just Jordan Love being young, but it's all these receivers. In fact, it's the youngest overall team too. So I think they're a year ahead of time, which is unbelievable.
It does seem that way. Speaking of coaching, and you mentioned Brett Favre, you know, there's some similarities with Jordan Love in terms of, you know, he's an unorthodox thrower. He's got all the horsepower in that arms, but sometimes, you know, you're kind of like, hey, can you just settle down a little bit? What was the great Holmgren line? No more rocket balls. How do you ride that line as a coach of, like, wanting to keep that playmaker instinct while also trying to harness that ability to be, you know, productive versus sometimes a little destructive on the field?
Yeah, it's an interesting question and an even more interesting answer, because we talk about Jordan Love in that vein. We talk about Josh Allen over there with Buffalo in that vein. He's got a little Brett Favre in him, right? He's just a gunslinger.
Yeah.
And so you can have a quarterback coach and you can have an offensive coordinator and you can try to calm him down and teach the fundamentals and plant and step towards and transfer your weight and be this pretty quarterback. But you know what? It's in their DNA. It's in their DNA because they're confident and they have great arm talent and they're competitive and they do what they do. And so I've said it before, it's the cost of doing business. You know, he's throwing the ball off balance. Sometimes both feet are in the air. Aaron Rodgers did some of that too. And you throw here, you throw here, you throw here, you throw no look. It's crazy these days, right? And you know what? It used to be, hey, no, we can't do that. We have to be like letter perfect. No, not anymore. You just get the job done. Get the ball to them. I don't care what you look like or who you're looking at or where your feet are. If you can fling it, if you can throw darts and get the ball and complete passes, then you just do what you have to do. And so it's a little more acceptable and kind of exciting right now, the way our quarterbacks are playing. But Jordan Love, I think, exceeded expectations this year. Sure. And if he had a receiving core that was veteran-like and could handle the blitzes and see exactly what the quarterback sees, and, you know, they've been there, done that together, that's one thing. But then you got these young receivers, and then they add two rookie tight ends to the Musgrave and Kraft, and to be as productive and exciting of an offense as they have is really unbelievable.
It's been a kind of a roller coaster to watch, especially for, you know, Packer fans who, you know, in October you're sort of like, okay, well, I guess this is a rebuilding season, and now they're one game away from the conference title game. To see that sort of evolution has been remarkable. Do you think, and this is something that I've been trying to see if I can parse as I look back on it, do you think this growth is most about Jordan Love or the pieces around him? It's a combination for sure, but like, do you think it's most about one or the other?
I mean, obviously it's a combination of all of it put together. Their defense is playing better now too. But you can't underestimate the importance of the quarterback position.
Yeah.
It's the most demanding position in all of sports. And I will argue with anybody about that. It requires so much, and it's so much individual talent and strengths, measurables, intangibles, all of that. And yet it still depends on your protectors up front, your receivers, the play caller, the score of the game. I mean, there's so many factors involved in the success. Can he handle the pressure? Can he handle the media? Does he have thick skin? I mean, there's so much to it. And, you know, it's not just how well you can throw it. Deep comeback, okay? And so when I watch a game, and I like watching after a guy throws an interception, or I like watching a quarterback after he throws three picks and loses a game, and everybody's down on him, like, you suck. I mean, it's like, I like to see how he has short-term memory and then can get past that and improve and learn from it and shake it off, you know, like water off a duck's back. And so that's all part of it. It's all part of the growth. And now Jordan had a great mentor in Aaron Rodgers. He got to watch him just like Aaron got to watch Brett. It's kind of the perfect storm, you know. It's the perfect scenario for a young quarterback to earn his stripes and get ready to play well. But I'm convinced the Packers have found their third quarterback in a row. And that's not to say I'm predicting Jordan Love's a Hall of Famer. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is his start right now looks very, very promising, and they can build this team around his strengths. And you know what? This receiving corps coming back, all the supporting cast coming back. I mean, where are they going? They're all on baby contracts, right? And so the team is situated pretty darn well with the salary cap too. There's a lot of excitement in Green Bay, and there should be.
Yeah, I think regardless of what happens on Saturday night, that's going to be the case. Something that I was thinking about, and this is, I love talking to, you know, media people that were a part of this and the coaches that were a part of this. So when it was Holmgren and it was you and Marty Mordenwig and there's all Andy Reid, all these branches of that West Coast tree. Now it's this.
It's John Gruden.
Right. That's, well, yeah, not an exhaustive, like, we'd be here all day if I did an exhaustive list, because there were so many coaches.
It's drawn.
now it's this Kyle Shanahan, which is of course really the Mike Shanahan, which is all part of this West Coast tree. But is there, when you're coaching, like, you have these playoff games against Holmgren, it's like, you guys are, you kind of know what the other person is kind of doing. So is there a way you can guard against, like, well, I know that he knows that, but then he knows that I know that he knows. And so, and you sort of get out of your identity trying to outsmart, knowing that, like, there's a lot of similarities and overlap here.
Oh, yeah. So that happens a lot. Okay. There are coaches that are on new teams that play in the old team, and they know the personnel. They know the snap count. They know the audibles, yada, yada, yada. It happens all the time. So, for example, you try to deke them, right? You know, so it's like, hey, I know their audibles. It's red, you know, red 80, whatever. That means this. And, you know, a lot. So we're going to come out there in the first 15 and we're going to say that like second play. And then we're going to just run another play. We're going to try to screw them, you know? And so we know that he knows that we're going to try to mess with him. And so, you know what, at the end of the day, just play football. Let your guys play football, because if he's audibilizing to the whole stadium and I'm listening to Brett Favre audibilizing, it's like, it's a fake. It's a fake. Don't even think about it. You know? So at the end of the day, you have to play the game and just see what you react to, what you see, and play football, because anything that comes out of the quarterback's mouth could be held against you in the court of law. I mean, it would could really screw you if you think you're going to throw a quick out and they fake a quick out and they do it. Boom. In fact, that reminds me, in the 97 NFC Championship game, when Favre came out here, we were the one seed. And they came out and played us. And they had won the Super Bowl a year before. He checked a sprint right option. Everybody and their dog runs sprint right option, okay? Where it started in San Francisco, Dwight Clark and those guys, all right? And so he checked a sprint right option, but to mess with us, to change it up, he told Antonio Freeman, he didn't have the one route in the flat. He had the two on the bend in and work flat. He had to bend in and go. He told him to go, change the play, threw a touchdown on it. He checked to it, thinking that we know the play, and we did. And then he altered one of the routes to Antonio Freeman for a touchdown. So that's where you can get in trouble thinking you know too much.
All right, we will put the finishing touches here on our interview with Coach Steve Mariucci in just a second here on Locked On Packers. Today's episode brought to you by our friends at Prize Picks. You are running out of opportunities to have daily fantasy lineups in the NFL. Now, still plenty of time in the non-NFL season because basketball is also really fun to play daily fantasy sports. Prize Picks makes it easy. Put 2 to 6 players in a lineup, you pick if you think they're going to exceed or fall below their stat projections set by Prize Picks. You don't have to pick the number. They pick the number. You just decide if you think the player is going to produce more or less than that number. It's that easy. You can up to 25 times your money. That's right. $10 can get you $250 if you put together the right lineup. So go to prizepicks.com/LockedOnNFL and use the code LockedOnNFL for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/LockedOnNFL and use code LockedOnNFL for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. And thanks to everyone who makes Locked On Packers their first listen every day. We hope you like starting your day with us as much as we like starting our day with you. Locked On has launched the first ever national sports 24/7 streaming channel on YouTube. Locked On Sports Today, here for you 24/7, covering the top sports stories of the day with the local experts of Locked On, plus our national shows covering every league. Go to Locked On Sports Today on YouTube and subscribe to the first ever national sports 24/7 streaming channel.
I could not have asked for a better answer than that one. Coach, I know that your time is precious here. Just before we get out of here, give me top line. Like if you're in that room this week in Green Bay, what is the one thing you have top of the whiteboard circled, underlined, bolded? Hey, if we want to win, we got to do this thing.
We got to believe mentally that we can. They have to walk into that Levi Stadium and say, this is our day. This is our time, because they can't feel like they're young and they're the underdog and they're the big bad 49ers that have the one seed and they're fresh and all of that baloney. They got to believe right from the get-go that in their mind, we will be the better team today. And we're going to show you, and it's going to be that simple. It's a simple answer, but it's not hard to accomplish. It is hard to accomplish, and because they are very good on both sides of the ball. And the 49ers are a very veteran team. They don't have a lot of babies playing, okay? They've got guys with playoff experience all over the place. But if the Packers play like they did against the Cowboys, you can beat anybody. I mean, they're up 27-0, and I'm going, who are these guys? And Matt LaFleur is a good friend of mine. So is Mike McCarthy, and I'm watching that game like, I can't believe what I'm seeing right here. So
yeah, well, it was interesting because
it starts with their mindset.
I love that answer. After the game, you heard guys say, we were playing with house money. But then there's this clip that comes out from NFL Films of Aaron Jones saying, we're going to punch him in the mouth. We're going to punch these front runners in the mouth. We're going to put him in a cage and show him that G-way ball. Like, these guys came out thinking they could beat the Dallas Cowboys. If they come out thinking they can beat the 49ers, who knows? Maybe they can.
It looked like they believe. As soon as they took the field, they took the field.
Yeah. Coach, I appreciate the time. Thank you so much. And
all right, Peter,
you bet. Do it again.
See you next time. Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Thanks to Coach Steve Mariucci, NFL Network analyst, for joining the show. If you weren't watching on YouTube, there was at one point, he was talking about how he's a Packer fan. He's in his office. He goes and he grabs the picture of him as a child. He's describing it. If you're audio only, describing it, he's got it right there. That's right there. So he's not joking. And for him to say that, like, he was like, I wasn't conflicted about who would win, but you could tell he was a little conflicted about coming back and trying to beat the Packers, growing up a Packer fan, being a Packers coach, and then being the 49ers coach. Seemed like it was kind of a little weird. And the Favre story, oh my God. Like, whatever you think about Brett Favre, whatever is fine. But like him walking into the locker room after a playoff game that you lose and being like, hey, coach. I just thought that was too good. We're going to be live Saturday night after the game. Win, lose, or draw. Can't draw. It's the playoffs. So win or lose, we'll be on our YouTube page. Follow me on Twitter, Peter_Bukowski. Follow the podcast on Twitter, Locked On Packers. Like us on Facebook. We are revitalizing the Facebook page. Got a new banner, header thing, and all kinds of stuff. So that's there. Wherever you find podcasts, you will find Locked On Packers. And anytime you want to come hang out with us live, like we will be Saturday night after the game, go subscribe over on our Locked On Packers YouTube page so you can stay Locked On Packers.